Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mari Nimei Rasi Sheyichu, l'schus Moshe Rapeshtim Reisol Moshe Mordechai, l'schus Chaya Chavifega Bas Michal Yehudi Stasia, Esther Adasim, Dina Baruch Bas Esther Adasim, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Rabbi Shai Ben Leia, Shabbat Sarah Chaya, Baruch Ritz Mitzara Tzipora, Esther Tila Bas Arel Tzipora Matin Ben Sara, Chaya Tzilek Ben Esther Rivka, Rostov Gara Sira Ravida, Shechol Yisrael, Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lo Yeh B'Kizcha, Eben V'Oven, Gedolik Tani Shanav, in your back diverse weights, a great and a small. What does that mean? You shouldn't have a large one that contradicts a small one. In other words, you must not buy goods by the larger and sell by the smaller. The person's paying more. In other words, you have to be honest in your weights. Lo yelecha, you must see sakan lo yelecha klum. That's shown. If a person does this, he'll be, he'll end up having nothing. And Evan and Vavin are our weights. Next pasuk, lo yeh beveischa, eifa ve'eifa gedola ktana, shenam yehas diverse measures, a great and a small, evan shlema v'tzedek yelach, eifa shlema v'tzedek yelach, man yuchem echad ha'shem shalak ha'chanosein lach. You should have a full and just weight, you should have a full and just measure, that your days may be long in the land which Hashem gives you. So if you're honest in your business dealings, weights and measures, that's a schus to be in Eretz Yisrael. Next pasuk, Kiso avas Hashem lekech losei kol so avil. It's an abomination to Hashem if you do this, this injustice. We are basing our analysis on the Torah Marina Barbeinu Zitzal, the Goyen Reb David. We begin with the Mishnah Meseches of Basle on page 88a. Hasito in Mekanech Midas of Achat Shoshin Avahosa must wipe his measures clean once in 30 days, and a householder once in 12 months. This law applies to measures that are used for liquid, which leave a residue. So the residue tends to settle in the measure and congeal, so it must be cleaned periodically. So that is an honest weight, otherwise it's an honest measure. Otherwise you'd be giving the person less. Shem Gamliel Loimer Chiluf HaDvarim Fakert. The wholesaler, the Sitonai, does it once every 12 months, and the householder every 30 days. Chenvani, Mekanech Midas Avam Pamayim B'Shabbos. A storekeeper must wipe his measures clean twice a week, wipe off his weights once a week, wipe the scales clean for every weighing. Rosh Hashanah says, the medvar mamurim balach, in regard to measures and scales used for moist commodities, about the yavish, but in those used for dry commodities, it's not necessary. When dry items such as fruits or spices are weighed, nothing sticks to the measure of the scale, so cleaning them is not necessary. And the Mishnah discusses how a purchase is weighed, and the seller is obligated to tilt the scale in the buyer's favor, one tefach. When weighing the purchase, the seller must place a little extra on the scale so that the side holding the merchandise sinks a tefach lower than the side holding the weight. The Gemara explains that there were places in which it was customary to tilt the scale in the buyer's favor, and the Mishnah teaches that in those places, the amount for which the scale must be overbalanced is one tefach. Furthermore, the ruling applies only if at least one litra of produce is being weighed. Otherwise, demand such an overbalance would be unfair for the seller. Hayashoka lo ayin ban, if he was weighing for the buyer with an evenly balanced scale, this refers to places where it wasn't customary to tilt the scale in the buyer's favor. The seller must nevertheless give the buyer a little extra, as the Mishnah goes on to say. How much? Nosin lo gehumim. He must give him an extra measure in lieu of the tilt. He must give the buyer an amount of extra merchandise that would create an overbalance of one tefach if it was placed on the scale. And that would be achad lasar belach, achad lasim yavesh, 1 of 10, 1 to 10 in the case of moist, 1 to 20 in the case of dry. Skipping to the Heilige Gemore, Menani Mili, from where is this derived? You must tilt the scale in the buyer's favor. By a tefach, Reish Lakish, Vamar Kra, Evan Shlema Vatzedek, a perfect and just weight you shall have. This teaches that even though you, the seller, use a perfect weight, Tzadek Mishalcha V'tein Lo, act justly with your own and give the buyer a little bit extra. Having stated that one must have a weight that is perfect, the verse does not need to state and just. Evan Shlema Vatzedek. Why just? The fact that it's a Shlema is enough. And then you're not cheating. So the superfluous phrase teaches that since it is impossible for the weighing to be absolutely precise, the seller must act justly and give the buyer a little extra to ensure that he does not give him less. The deserved same applies when the purchase is doled out with a measuring cup. So says the Rashbam. For Gemara Yachim Seifa, if so, that this requirement is scripturally based. I want to cite the latter part of the Mishnah. So we learn that you have to tilt the scale in the buyer's favor by a tefach. From Sadek Mishal Chav Asein Loi, so if the seller was weighing for him with an evenly balanced scale, he must give him an extra measure in lieu of the tilt. Now, if the requirement to tilt the scale is biblical, how can you give him the merchandise with a balanced weighing scale and you give him an extra measure in lieu of the tilt? The Torah dictates that the seller must give the buyer the extra measure during the weighing by tilting the scale, thus ensuring that the actual weighing is just. So how is it permitted to give it afterwards? So the Gemara modifies this explanation of the Mishnah. This is the first clause in the Mishnah which requires the seller to tilt the scale by a tefach, refers to his place where it's customary to do so. That's the latter clause. That if the seller was weighing for an evenly balanced scale, he has to give him an extra measure in lieu of the tilt. And that's for tzedek, tzedek, mishalcha, v'tein lo. And the Gemara says, and how much is the extra measure? 1/10 of a liter per 10 liters in case of liquid commodities. This is amazing. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemore. B'choyro, sorich iun b'ze. Sharei lav ze de parsha didon. This lav in our parsha is not talking about the weighing. The Gemara is learning here about the weighing. But our parsha is not talking about the weighing. Because it already says in Parshas Kedoshim, Osasu Avil Bamishpat. There in Rashi in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Rambam, say for a mitzvah, Reisha Ayin Aleph, per example, Skenei Balacha Aleph, that's talking about the weighing. But here we're talking about holding on to such weights. Holding on to Mishkalos Chaseros. He's over Balav, even though he's not using them. Rambam, say for a mitzvah, let's say Reisha Ayin Beis, per example, Skenei Balacha Gimel. So this inyan of Asiyas Hachra, The Gerumim b'mechira have nothing to do with our parsha. We say Nosim le'Gerumim, give an extra measure in lieu of the tilt. So either a tilt or give an extra measure in lieu of the tilt. And we quote our pasuk. But our parsha is not b'chlal talking about the weighing. Our parsha is talking about holding on to the weights in the first place. Having them in your house, having dishonest weights in your house. As we see in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and in the Yad. And Parashas Kedoshim is talking about the weighing process. Don't weigh it, weigh dishonestly. So the Gemara seems to have it wrong. You got the wrong pasuk. The Kasha. It's saying the Gemara is wrong. But it's a Kasha. It should have said in the Pesukim of Parashas Kedoshim. It's the Ersh the Kasha. Now, Ayin b'gemora b'bov mitziye b'daf samach aleph amud beis. Amr Levi Amr Rashi lav the kosev rachmanu b'mishkod le'slamali. Why do I need the prohibition that the merciful one wrote with regard to weights? You shall do no unrighteous in judgment and in measure, in weight, or in volume. What do I need that for? It is merely another form of robbery. It is referring to a seller who buries his weights in salt in order to lighten them. In this way, he can give less merchandise and steal from the guy. Rav Yemar said, "Whoa, Hainu Gezel Ma'alya. That is full-fledged robbery. Therefore, it should not require a separate derivation." Rav Ashi answers, "No, it is written to establish that he violates the prohibition from the moment of the act of burying them. That he violates the prohibition even before he actually deceives the buyer with buried weights." Ad kan. Midivrei kacho shel hagemore. Vayein b'Rambam b'perek zayin mehilchos geneva halacha gimel. Rambam kotev kol mi shemashhe beveito o v'chanuto mida chasera o mishkal chaser over belo ta'ase shenemar lo yer lecha b'kischa. Because it says, lo yelecha b'kischa, you should not have and like we have in the pasuk, in your bag, diverse weights, a great and a small. So that's the pasuk by us. So that forbids you, even if you are toimin mishkalos of b'melach, just kol mi shemashe bebeiso b'chinus, just having the midah chasera is already an iser, or a mishkal chaser, or having a scale that's dishonest. The Magid Mishnah says, the makor is from the Gemara in Bav Mitzia, that you're already over mishas asiya, and the minchas chinuch, in the mitzvah reishon and ches is tameya. Because the sugya there brings it on losasu avu b'mishpat. And not on the lava of lo yelecha. In other words, the Gemara brings it on the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. And not on the pasuk over here in Parashas Kisetze. So it's very odd that the Magid Mishnah should quote that pasuk. Right during the sugi over there, it says Tana Rabbanan Lo Sasu Ovel Bamishpat. That's Vayikra, Leviticus 19:35. B'midah Mishkol Masura B'midah Zumidis Kachshlim D'Lachas B'Meisuchaim L'Lacham B'Meisuchshamim. So this means that in a case where two people are dividing their joint in their own field, one may measure the land to be given to one during the summer, measure the land to be given to the other during the rainy season. The length of the measuring cord is affected by the weather conditions. In weight, this is referring to the fact that he may not bury his measuring weights in salt. Oh, so you see that this iser of loyat mishkalos b'melach is on losasu elva b'mishpat. So frekta min chaschinuch and the Magid Mishnah. Why are you bringing from the pasuk by us over here in Parashas Kisetze, where you see in the Gemara not like that? That's mitzvah reishon on ches min chaschinuch. Forget about the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam, the Magid Mishnah says from our Gemara, But the Rambam brings in the pasuk Lo'echa b'kischa. It's a kasha in the Rambam himself. Why is the Rambam bringing from the wrong pasuk? And the Magen Mishnah is our sugya. No, it's not. Big problem. So we have a kasha in the Rambam that he quotes the wrong pasuk, and we have a quote from the kasha in the Magen Mishnah who says it's from the sugya above Metzia, where he's seen the sugya above Metzia not like that. So that's really, like we like to say, the Rambam l'shitasa neged ha-sugya, neged ha-gemore. V'ayin sham, oid b'min chaschinuch, shik sham ashkas v'sham achinuch, shik sham alav zeh gam ha-pochs misha v'pruta. So he says that there's a lav like this, and this on its way, it's even less than a shav v'pruta. Ve'ayin sham b'chinuch, the chinuch brings from the Rambam, Geneva 7:8, that this lav applies even if you measure dishonestly for an akum. Because otherwise, why did the Gemara say that we need a lav of mishkoilos? Otherwise, why did the Gemara answer? The Gemara asked, what do you need the lav of mishkoilos for? I the guy's a ganav. So you already have it, it's already geneva. So what do you need the lav mishkolos for? You know what the Gemara should have answered? It's talking about a case where he isn't a real goslin. Why? Because it was either less than a shava pruta or it's to a guy. So even if Kenevis Akum is usher, there's no lav. But come on the pasuk. But even though he's not chayim lav of gzeli, he's over in lav of mishkolos. Like we see Kainza and Tosin and Ksubis and Daf Mem. Vov, Amar Al Pi Ramaschal, Asya Sima Sima, who prove that there's no ribbis for Pachas Mishav Bruta. If so, why did the Gemara say, why do you need the lav of ribbis? Anyway, it's gzela. Now, if Kamina Pachas Mishav Bruta, there's no gzela, but there's a lav of ribbis. So it must be, there's no lav of ribbis. So we can use the same logic over here and say, the Gemara could have said, you know why we lav by Mishkolos? Less than a Shav Bruta, Akum. The Gemara doesn't say that. So it must be that the lav of Mishkolos applies to less than a shav pruta. Even if one's mishkalos are cheating less than a shav pruta, dishonest less than a shav pruta, and even to a guy, it's still included in lav and mishkalos. Ayin sham b'divrei minchas chinuch. Gevaldik. And also in the great sefer Divrei Mordechai of a goyin, Reb Mordechai Mann, zecher tzadik levroche. In Maseches Kedushin, in Siman Yud. Now Rashi writes, in the Pasuk Yitzayin, Zechor et asher asa lecha Amalek baderech b'tzeitchem imitzrayim. Omer Rashi, Yim shikarta b'midot uv'mishkalot, Havei doeg מגירוי אויב, שנאמר מאוזני מרמה, תועבת השם, וכתיב בתרי, בזדון ויבוא קלון. If you use false weights and measures, then you must apprehend the provocation of the enemy. As it states in Proverbs, some people are pro-verbs, some people are anti-verbs. I'm pretty pro on verbs. Mozne mirma to avas Hashem, a false balance is an abomination to Hashem. And then what does it say, Viter? Bazadon ve'avo kalon. Not kalon, the thing that makes people smell a certain way, but shame. If intentional sin comes, shame comes. That's the next pasuk. Meaning Amalek, you bring the enemy when you have false weights. Incredible. Practically, Yakar, ma kesher ben girui ha'uyev the mishkalot. I always have it in my mind. I was at a kiddush close to 30 years ago. I was at a kiddush in Savion. Savion is a beautiful little town in Eretz Yisrael, and they used to have a very Very nice, fine frum community today. I don't think there are many frum people left there. Just a lot of people who are one day going to be very frum in Mirtzeh Hashem. And I remember there was a beautiful kiddush. They had a nice simcha hall downstairs. Still remember very clearly. And somebody gave a Dvar Torah. It was this parasha, and he started spoke about this inyan. And I never remember what he said. I always remember talking about the Mishkolos and Amalek, the connection between honesty and business. And Amalek, Savion had a lot of very successful businessmen. And I never remember what he said. But the Kliyoker talks about it. Ayin Shom B'divrei HaKliyoker. As Nera, Al Pi HaMevo'ar, Torat Kohanim, Parashat Kedoshim, and the pasuk lo yisasu ovel b'mishpot. Shim ledin kvar adin amur. Yim ken lamen lo yisasu ovel b'mishpot. V'midu b'mesura melamed sh'amoydet nikra dayin. Shim shokar b'mida nikra ovel sonu yu meshukots chirem v'toyevo. Moiradik. That if somebody it says, don't do an injustice, an injustice. So we already spoke about not doing an injustice in judgment. So what's this injustice? This injustice is talking about weights and measures. Mido b'misura, that if a person's moideid, when he's measuring, he's called a dayan. And if he cheats in business, these weights, applies obviously to all business, it's called an avel. It's called sanui, it's an injustice, it's hated, it's despised, it's mishukat, it's cherem, it's banished, it's a toyeva, it's an abomination. You see what the Torah thinks about dishonesty in business, it's meridik. So the Malbim explains, what's the union of shoykel to mishpat? We see that a moideid is called a dayan. So what's the keshel? As katuv ba, b'mishna be'avot, perak aleph, mishiyat ches, rishum le'loimer, al shloish advorim ha'oilam oimeid, Al Adin ve'al Emes ve'al Shalom. As medubar al seder ha'olam b'kiyumo anachon, says Rabbi Avadi mi'bar tenur ve'oit. She'ein lo amida v'kiyum, the world has no existence without Emes Din and Shalom. V'nera she'enyan emet. This inyan of emes, that if there's a lack of emes, the world can't stand. It's not referring to the fact that there won't be instances of hevecha emes, but rather, it's talking about a dover tmidi, kemescha or pragmatia, shuamakayim sidrei oilam, shalzene amar shiye beemet, imlokein viye besheker, ein makom mitzud zo shal mescha, vaideze ein kiyum leolam. Not talking about specific instances of hefecha emes, but it's talking about a constant mescha and pragmatia, which is makayim sidrei oilam. If that's done dishonestly, oy vavoy. If it's b'sheker, there's no room for this mitzias of mescher. And memela, there's no world. V'hainu shenemar b'torat kohanim, shim shiker b'mida nikra avel sanui mishukatz, this person's mamish hated. He's despised. It's like a dayan who does avel b'mishpat. Because when a dayan does an injustice, it's not his own personal act. Rather, ze irur yisodo shel olam. It is eroding the very foundation of the world, and therefore he's sanui. Ukamokin mishen emtzav emarechet shel meschar upragmatia shekanal biyisodo shel olamu harei ubchama shenam reitzla dayanim. Zot omeret yesh lanu olam shebanui al kalkala. The world is built on the economy. We all know that. Someone makes the world go round. Panovicharov, Mefurish, Ha'ilam Omen Ashlesh Advarim, Alakesef, Alakesef, Alakesef. So we know that the world's going around because of the economy. And if people are dishonest over there, then there's no yisod for the world. And therefore, he has the same problem with the dayanim. The world is predicated on justice, and the world is also, otherwise we can't have a normal world. The world is predicated on the economy. And if the economy is corrupt, the whole world doesn't have a foundation. It erodes the foundation of the world. And therefore, a moedet is called a dayan. Meaning that his poil be a soy de oilam. It's not just one little case of Geneva Xela. Here and there, he can have a little bit of stealing. Not that it's a good thing, it's a terrible thing. But we're talking about when it's done in the context of Meschor and Pragmatia, which is a constant state of the world. But the world is built on this, on the economy. That's what allows us to exist and function. And if there's stealing there, so that's Yisod Shel Olam. So when it's done in that context, and it's done on Wall Street, when it's done in Midtown Manhattan, it's a lot worse. It's not just like, you know, going into someone's house and stealing a little bit or whatever. Going online, stealing a credit card, terrible things, but doesn't erode the foundation of the world when it's done in the context of mischar, of business, of commerce. That's eroding the foundation of the world. And that's why the Taurus Quantum says that a moedit nikra dayan. It's for mishuk, it's metuav. Why is it so bad? Why did you use so many adjectives to describe this person negatively? Because he's mamish, he's destroying the world. The foundation of the world. V'inyan zeh mevu'ar gam ken b'drashat ha'gemara. במסכת בבא מציעא בדף מ"ט עמוד א', על מה שכתוב בפרשת קדושים, הין צדק, דהיינו שיהיה הין שלך צדק. אולם דברים שיש בהם מחוסרי אמנה, אולם שלא ידבר אחד בפה ואחד בלב, ומה זה עניין לפשוטו של מקרא דמאירא עליו ודמשקולות? אכן, Torah says that your hin should be צדק, which means that you should have honest weights. And the Gemara darshins it to mean you should speak honestly, you shouldn't be מחוסר אמנה, you made an agreement, and then you retract. Echod bepev, echod belev. Kim before the shayla, I don't understand. Poshik pshat and the pasuk is going on mishkolos. So a question we ask so many times in our shiulim: how does the drash shtim with the pshat? Via zoy shtimtis, as they say in Spanish. If you take the New York City subways, you probably read Spanish and hear people speaking Spanish. I've taken the New York City subways many times. So I've heard a lot of Spanish. That's how you say it in Spanish, I think. In any event, enough silliness. It's almost Rosh Hashanah. I have to get my act together. You don't. You're a Beseder. So what does the drash have to do with the pshat? And the answer is, she is so dalav, ulo bi'inechonut ha-mishkal v'gzeilat ha-mamon, she'eshna ketotza amizeh. The yisod of this lav is not because of the improper weights, the dishonest weights, and then the stealing of money that is an outcome of this. But rather, birura yisod shel ha-masa u-matan b'mischar u-frakmatia sheben b'nei adam. But rather, in eroding the very foundation of the business of the give and take, mischar and prakmatia between people. Says, what's the vort? The vort isn't the dishonest weights per se. The vort is eroding the economic foundation of the world. And how is this done? This is done with dishonest weights. It's also done with dishonest words. Hin tzedek, your hein shalcha should be tzedek. Yeah, if I said yeah, you mean yeah. You mean what you say and you say what you mean. Should be yisod zeh shua masa umatan shebein bnei adam lo yeh bo ivut. There shouldn't be a corruption, a distortion in business. Menechlal shapir bzeh gam anyan shel hein tzedek. Shenemar bzeh aleyachas shel bnei adam zeh im zeh. So therefore it applies both to weights and measures, and it also applies to your verbal communication, your emails that you send, the honesty in your words. Because if a person is dishonest, he's destroying the world. And in the end, he gets destroyed, like Chazal tells us. We saw in Rashi before. I was thinking of a certain gentleman. I don't know how gentle he was, named Mr. Madoff. Madoff with so many people's money. I don't know why people invest with a guy whose name is Madoff. That's going to be his name. You can only assume he's going to make off with your money. In any event, you see, in the end, he lost everything. His family, his life, he's in jail. He destroyed everything. If you read his biography, you see what his stealing did. The more you steal, the worse off you are. It's an old acquaintance like that also. And a lot of people, unfortunately. People who stole a lot of money, but one acquaintance in particular, I wish I could call him a friend. He was really cool. I don't know if he ever considered me a friend. In any event, he stole a lot of money. At least he tried to. And he suffered and continues to suffer a great deal. Lo shaveh, it's not worth it. And again, the reason it's so bad is not just because of this specific iser. It's because the world is oimin on this. The world stands on this. Like we saw before in Pirkei Avot. Al adin v'emes v'ashalom. And what's the emes? If there's no emes, then the world can't stand because people are just... There's a word in Hebrew, tikshoret. Tikshoret means communication. If you scramble the letters of tikshoret, of kesher, you get sheker. Sheker is falsehood. If you want to destroy a kesher, sheker destroys the world because the world is built on honesty. You can trust the person. When you say you're going to make a deal, you're making a deal. Otherwise, people can't do anything if we're always so concerned. You never do any business with anybody. You never know what's inside. I remember once I was in Midtown Manhattan, and there was a guy there who was selling Walkmans. So those old people like me, I don't want to call you old, but you remember the tkuf of Walkmans. All good B'nai Torah walked around with some Walkman, or not all many. You had your earphones on, you're listening to a tape. Remember those cassette tapes? This is mamish the 1600s. And the guy selling Walkmans, it was like 10 bucks. It's a good price for a Walkman. So I bought it. He was doing fierce business. He was surrounded by people selling one after the next. Anyway, I brought it home. It was a toy. It was garbage. It didn't work. If that's the thing, everything in a box you think is going to be garbage. So I shouldn't have bought it from a guy in the street. Should have bought it in a proper store. In any event, it's my fault. I mean, I think the guy's probably also a little bit of fault. But the point is, the world can't exist if you can't buy anything. You buy your cereal box, you open up the cereal, but there's no food in there. There's no cereal. Go back to the store and say, sorry, we got you. It's the end of the world as we know it. And now we understand Rashi. In Shikarta, Mimithus, and Mishkolas, you should worry about the enemy. It's going to provoke the enemy. Because the world stands on three things. One of them is Shalom. And if you're Ma'ara, this Yisoid, the Yisoid of Shalom, or you're the Ma'ara, the Yisoid of MS. So, that's also going to be Ma'ara. It's also going to challenge. It's also going to uproot. It's also going to erode the other Yisoid. The Yisoid of Shalom. Bittel Shalom, the Oyev is coming. The enemy is coming. Moiridik, Valdik. There's a great lumdus here and there's great musr. And sweet friends, we are not done. We have a lot more to say. Niflos mamish mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned and we will see more. Thank you so much for listening. This was totally awesome. Shalom, shalom. Believe neither we shall continue.